We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Paul, if I might go off topic, when is the city expecting to get its emergency state aid from Albany now that the Senecas are continuing to pay?
We're in communication with the state, and this is a matter for the Comptroller's Office and the State Office of Budget to determine when the money is going to be needed. Then it will become available. Again, there flows in the municipal government in and out all the time, and so they've asked us to try to give them 2 weeks at notice. We don't think it's going to take that long for a transfer to take place, when one is required.
Are you going to need the whole $12.3 million?
I don't think we know that until we see the particular circumstance at that time. Again, it depends on payments in and payments out, and some of them are not totally predictable.
You know, it's a complicated situation with the whole sports gambling and the Seneca situation, but how do you think, based on the sports gambling rules that are in place now, how does Niagara Falls stand to benefit from it all?
Well, assuming that we're getting paid, by the Senecas, we think that it benefits the Seneca Niagara Casino. It seems as though, from what our research, a large amount of money changes hands in sports betting, but that the take for the house is not that large a percentage. But the thought is that if you can only do sports gaming at certain venues, then that's going to draw more people to the casino. They're going to avail themselves of other gaming opportunities, like the slot machines, from which we do benefit while they're in the house. And so we think if it makes the Seneca Niagara Casino generally more popular, that benefits us, because the only casino we receive any revenue from at all is from Seneca Niagara Casino.
If they bring in more people, though, do you think it has a significant impact, or is it a minuscule impact on the Niagara Falls economy for local bars, restaurants, etc.?
I think generally speaking, people who go to the casino tend to spend most of their tourism dollars at the casino, is the pattern that we've seen. But getting more people involved here in Niagara Falls in any way, shape, or form is always good for the tourism industry. And then again, if it increases our direct revenues, those are monies that we can reinvest in different projects in the tourism economy that benefit not just the casino, but everyone in tourism.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.